Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Matthew 7, verses 1 through 3. My dad was a practical preacher. He liked to make complicated things simple so that people could understand them. That doesn't mean that he avoided difficult subjects or sound doctrine. In fact, one of the elders who ordained me to the ministry said that Dad was the most doctrinal preacher he knew. But my dad believed that most things make no sense unless they have a practical application. Let me give you an example. Dad was adamant that we learn not to be unfairly critical of others. We were not allowed to badmouth our teachers, our coaches, police officers, or anyone else in authority. As much as possible, we were to show respect to everyone. Whether we liked those people or not was not the point. Being respectful, even of those we didn't like, was the point. Yes, others did things that were wrong, things we didn't like, but so do we all. When you point an accusing finger at someone else, Dad said, just remember that you have three fingers pointing back at you. In today's world, it seems to be the thing to do to be critical of others. To fit in with a lot of people around us, it appears that we must be judgmental of certain other people, and the lack of respect shown to parents and teachers, coaches, police officers, and those in government is quite frankly appalling. This doesn't mean that we should turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to things that are clearly wrong or obscene or harmful. It doesn't mean that we should not speak out against sin or that we should cut things out of the Bible that clearly expose certain attitudes and actions as sinful. Sin is sin. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. But never should we imply that anyone is without value in God's eyes. Christ died for all. And never should we judge others in the sense that they are without merit or undeserving of respect, love, and prayerful support. Remember, there but for the grace of God are we. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, declared Paul in Romans 3:23. The golden rule compels us to do to others what we would have them do to us. Judging others, being critical and deliberately, often violently, withholding respect from others, is certainly not the way we want to be treated and should not be the way that we treat others. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, asked Jesus, but pay no attention to the plank in your own? We can do better. We can be better. We can have a better attitude toward the Bible and toward others. We don't have to judge others so severely, and if we do, we should not be surprised when we too are judged to the same degree.
This has been your Thought for the Day with Steve Burkham, pastor of Community Christian Church in Stockton, California. If you have questions or comments for Pastor Steve, please send them to dailythoughtspodcast@gmail.com. Have a great day, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow as Pastor Steve opens God's Word to bring us another Thought for the Day.